What did you want? Owing to your unfortunate habit, you now, I hope, feel its inconvenience of not explaining yourself, I have had to discover this for myself. First then, I have had to ask myself, what is a Don Juan? Vulgarly, a libertine. But your dislike of vulgarity is pushed to the length of a defect. Universality of character is impossible without a share of vulgarity. And even if you could acquire the taste, you would find yourself overfed from ordinary sources without troubling me. So I took it that you demanded a Don Juan in the philosophic sense. Philosophically, Don Juan is a man who, though gifted enough to be exceptionally capable of distinguishing between good and evil, follows his own instincts without regard to the common statute or canon law, and therefore, whilst gaining the ardent sympathy of our rebellious instincts, which are flattered by the brilliancies with which Don Juan associates them, finds himself in mortal conflict with existing institutions, and defends himself by fraud and force as unscrupulously as a farmer defends his crops by the same means against vermin. The prototypic Don Juan, invented early in the 16th century by a Spanish monk, was presented, according to the ideas of that time, as the enemy of God, the approach of whose vengeance is felt throughout the drama, growing in menace from minute to minute. No anxiety is caused on Don Juan's account by any minor antagonist. He easily eludes the police, temporal and spiritual, and when an indignant father seeks private redress with the sword, Don Juan kills him without an effort. Not until the slain father returns from heaven as the agent of God in the form of his own statue, does he prevail against his slayer and cast him into hell. The moral is a monkish one, repent and reform now, for tomorrow it may be too late. This is really the only point on which Don Juan is skeptical, for he is a devout believer in an ultimate hell, and risks damnation only because, as he is young, it seems so far off that repentance can be postponed until he has amused himself to his heart's content.